All right. So, three lessons that we want to look at. Humble acknowledgement, prideful presumption, and conditional or dependent life. All right. And so, James says, come now, all of you. Okay, the you there is the plural, right? To all of us. Okay, all of you guys who say today or tomorrow, I'm going to go to this place, or I'm going to go to this place, and then I'm going to do this thing, and then this is what's going to happen. Okay? And James kind of puts that into perspective, right? And he says, number one, that's wrong because you are lacking in acknowledgement. Okay? Meaning this, humble acknowledgement. Right? And what James is highlighting is James is not saying that planning ahead is necessarily evil. Okay? Planning ahead is necessary. It's a necessary part of life. For example, Jay is planning to go to orientation tomorrow. Right? It's a necessary thing that he has to do for school. Right? Some people, you know, like when you guys get to that part where you have to apply for college, you know, college applications and stuff, like you plan to apply to this school and that school and whatever. Okay? So James is not saying that planning ahead or doing stuff like that is bad. But what he is saying is that when you plan for these things, you ought to have in your mind that our tomorrows are in the hands of God. Or one of the scariest lines that I've ever heard when I was in, I think I was in 10th grade at a summer retreat, and our counselor at a summer retreat was like, tomorrow is never promised. Right? It was like, and 10 high school guys were like, what does that mean? Are we going to die tomorrow? Is he going to go crazy and just kill us in our sleep? What's going on? You know? But he was trying to, you know, teach us this lesson that our tomorrow, God never says in the Bible your tomorrow is secure. Right? He never promises us tomorrow, in the sense that you're gonna be alive tomorrow. Right? But what the Bible does say is that every heartbeat, every breath, is from God. Right? That we breathe and we live and we do these things because of God, because God says, okay, yes. All right? And so what James is trying to say is planning ahead is good only in that it is dependent on God, only as it is done in acknowledgement of God. All right? And so the practical lesson here is very simple. It's what James says is, instead of saying, tomorrow I'm going to do this, or tomorrow I'm going to go here and do that, what you should be saying is, if the Lord wills, then I will go do this. If the Lord wills, then I will go do that. It's a very practical lesson, right? But the reason why James tells us to do it is because every time you say it, right? Remember, James is pointing at outside, he's highlighting outside actions and words. But he's trying to connect it to our hearts. We say, Jesus says, out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. Right? So what Jesus says is, what you have in your heart, that's what you say and do. Right? So James is saying, that's why James is kind of going at that same idea from a little bit kind of upside down angle. Right? So James is saying, You are the people of God, therefore you need to do these things. Why? Because in your heart you're the people of God. Right? And so one of these things is we need to live with an acknowledgement that God is God, I am not. And that's a very sometimes very humbling, always humbling, but sometimes very even scary lesson. Because you and I might not know necessarily exactly how tomorrow is going to plan out. But God does. God does. Right? And so that lesson is, it keeps us sober and keeps us grounded. Because as much as we like to plan for certain things, it doesn't always follow our plans the way we want it to. Right? We may want tomorrow to, you know, we may plan on going to a certain college. And we think, oh, I have all the grades, I have all the necessary stuff, I have all the forms, no big deal. But it doesn't always pan out that way. Or, you know, or another way, another example is we never planned for our cars to break down. You know? Just sometimes stuff happens. Okay? And so, what the lesson here James is saying is this key phrase, if the Lord wills. If the Lord wills. And it's not to say that there's anything that you can do or not do to kind of force God to do something. Meaning, because, you know, we can't ever think, oh, because I prayed, you know, X amount of time this hour or this week, because I prayed, you know, like for a whole hour yesterday, God's going to listen, or I'm super spiritual, therefore God's going to let me do this. That's not what James is trying to say. But what James is trying to say is, in the phrase, if the Lord wills, it's as the children of God, right, we are, our number one priority is striving for the will of God. And you go, okay, so what does that mean? What does that mean? Right? So when you, from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to sleep, our number one goal in our life is to obey the will of God. Right? And so you go, okay, so what does that mean? It sounds nice, but what does that mean? How do you do that? It's another way to say it is the number one goal in Christian life is to please God. Okay? Because the will of God is always, it's basically the same thing as the pleasure of God. God always does what pleases him. Right? What pleases him. Isaiah 53 says, it was God's pleasure to punish Jesus for our sins. God wanted to do it, and therefore it happened. Right? It was God's pleasure to have sinners repent and trust in his son. Okay? That's God's pleasure. He likes that. Right? And so when we as people say, okay, God, what is your will for me? That's what we're asking is, okay, how do I please God today? How do I please God in this moment? Right? And so with that in mind, we look at this, and what James is trying to say is, even our tomorrows, not just our present or even our past, but even our tomorrow should be so wrapped up in the pleasure of God that even our planning, even our schools, our jobs, our friendships, our lunch meetings, our dinners with our family or our friends, these are all wrapped up and dependent on the pleasure of God. Right? So meaning, like, Hunter will be like this, for example. Hunter will say, you know what? Tomorrow, I'm going to go and hang out with Che all day. Right? But what James is saying, that's fine. Only if it's attached to the pleasure of God. So meaning, what James is trying to say is this. Hunter, you can try to plan to go hang out with Che today or tomorrow. But if you're a child of God, what you should actually be doing is, God, I would like to go hang out with Che tomorrow. If that is what you want. If that is what brings you joy. You see that? Because when we start saying this, if the Lord wills, Lord willing, this will happen, right? When we start doing it and we start thinking it and we start believing it, what we actually start doing is we start putting our tomorrows dependent upon God's pleasure. The pleasure of God should be our number one goal and our obsession in life. So much so that when people ask you, Johnny, why do you do these things? Nathan, why do you do these things? Your simple answer is because it pleases God. It makes God happy. And that's a daring thought, right? That's a daring thought. I was watching a show yesterday about religion and philosophy, and this professor of religion, I think, was saying, there's no way that human beings can ever know the mind of God. We can know certain things about God, but we can't really know God. Right? Peggy and I just kind of looked at each other when we changed the channel. But, right? That, I mean, that's like a really cool, I guess, modern philosophy. But the Bible says, no, you can know God. You can't know everything about God, but you can know God personally. And furthermore, this God wants to have a relationship with us. And so when you are in a relationship, one of the things that you want to do is you want to do the things that makes the other person happy. Okay? So free dating advice, guys especially, right? For girls, it's always easy. But guys, it's a little bit more complicated because girls are complex creatures. Okay? God has created them so. When you guys start dating and having a relationship, and even after you've said, I do, right? One of the most important goals in your life for that day is do the things that make your wife happy. Meaning, don't wait for Valentine's Day, anniversary, or her birthday to get her flowers. Just get her flowers. Why? Because it makes her happy. Right? When you're driving down and you see her favorite breakfast burrito place, just go in and get some. Why? Because it makes her happy. Right? Peggy likes breakfast burritos. I know this. Right? So I go there and get it sometimes. You can't do it every day because it gets old. Okay? Just you gotta change it up. Alright? We'll talk. Okay, dating seminar, free dating seminar. Right? For girls it's easy. For guys, all we need is water, food, and TV. And that's about it. So as long as you give us water, food, or TV, we'll be okay. We'll be happy, right? But for guys, right? And so that's kind of the same thing with God. Right? If the Lord wills, then we will go do this. If the Lord wills, then we will do that. Lord willing, I will go to Korea for the summer. I'll have fun, meet some friends, meet some old friends, make some new friends. And Lord willing, I will come back safely 3 days after school starts. Right? Lord willing. Why? Because when you're saying that, and you say that enough, we're not, as the children of God, we don't put our tomorrows to chance. We're way too precious to God for to have our futures by up to chance or some random circumstance. He loves us way too much. Right? So what God is saying is, hey, tomorrow's, remember, I got you. This is basically God saying, I got you. And so when James says, say these things, if the Lord wills, what he's trying to say is, hey, come to the realization your tomorrow is in the hands of God. Therefore, keep reminding yourself. Keep reminding yourself. One of the things that Jesus constantly says over and over again is, remember, remember, remember. Why does Jesus say that, Jay? Because we forget. Right? We forget all the time. So James says, remember, right? You as a people of God, he has your tomorrow. Remind yourselves. Get in the habit. Right? It's a very simple lesson. Get in the habit. You are the child of God. You are the son. You are the daughter of God. Get in the habit. If the Lord wills, I will go do this. If the Lord wills, I will go do that. Lord willing, tomorrow I'm going to go and, you know, fix my car and everything will be cool. Right? It's such a simple exercise, but it has huge, huge repercussions in our lives. Because we say this and you get in the habit of saying this, then you slowly but surely start thinking, you know what? Even my tomorrow, however bad or good it may be, it's still in the hands of God. And as one of the early church leaders said, as he was dying, 86 years I have served him and he's never done me wrong. So when God says, trust me with your yesterdays, trust me with your today, and trust me with your tomorrow. Right? Trust. That's what James is saying. Submit yourself to God. He is our great King, and He is our great Father. We need to trust Him with our tomorrows. Let's pray.